My dear brothers and sisters, what a privilege it is to stand before you and bear you my testimony that Jesus is the Christ. There's an Oriental legend that tells the story of a jeweler who had a pearl that he wanted to sell. In order to place this precious pearl in the proper setting, he conceived the idea of building a box of the finest woods. And he sought these woods and had them brought to him, and they were polished to a high brilliance. He then reinforced the corners of this box by elegant brass hinges. And he placed in the box a red velvet interior covering. And as a final step, then he scented that red velvet with perfume, then placed in that setting this pearl. The pearl was then put in the store window of the jeweler. And after a short period of time, a rich man came by, attracted by what he saw. And he sat down with the jeweler and began to negotiate. The jeweler found that the man was negotiating for the box and not the pearl. The man was so overcome, you see, by the beauty of the exterior, he didn't see the pearl of great price. We recently in our home had some members of another religious organization from another part of the country, and they stayed with us for about a week. This man was a very well-educated man. He initially was preparing for the ministry and then determined, no, he'd not continue in that vein. He would become a psychologist, and he received his doctorate in the field of psychology. Upon graduating, then, he, among other things, formed a clinic. And in that clinic today, there are several psychiatrists, a number of psychologists and social workers. And they perform these kinds of services for people that are in need of them. This man also is an advisor to a state board of education and to a state university. He is involved in the accreditation tests of universities. He's a very well-educated person. And he was coming to our home. What could we show him? How could we tell him about the things that we believe? Well, first, we brought him here to this magnificent building. It happened to be a Sunday morning, and he was impressed with the artistic ability of this great choir. He went into the visitor centers here on the grounds and was exposed to what they contain. I sought an interview for him with the Commissioner of Education. I wanted to impress him with the fact that we had people who had some background in the field of education as well. We took him to the Brigham Young University and there had him interview with persons there who were in his field, that he would be impressed with that great university, and he was impressed. I then took him behind the scenes and into the curriculum planning as described by Elder Packer today. As he saw that curriculum plan, and because of his background in education, he had been involved in planning curriculum, you see, for all different levels. But as he saw this plan, he was amazed. He said, "I've never seen anything like it. You should have a Nobel Prize for curriculum planning." He saw many things. Then the last evening at our home. I said, "What questions do you have?" He said, "How do you console the bereaved?" We opened up the Old Testament, and then we looked in the New Testament, and then we looked in another testament, the Book of Mormon. We studied in Alma and other parts of this testament that Jesus is the Christ that we call the Book of Mormon. We moved then to the Doctrine and Covenants, to these scriptures in our day. The 76th section of the Doctrine and Covenants, the 138th section, and other parts of the Doctrine and Covenants. We looked in the Pearl of Great Price. And then we talked about the cross-referencing of these scriptures. They're not isolated one from another. They are one integral whole that have come from one source, the Lord God and His Son Jesus Christ, who through prophets over the ages have inspired those thoughts and had them recorded that would lift us to an understanding of the pearl of great price. We have many wonderful things in this church, all of which contribute to an uplifting, wonderful level of life. And yet, as we look through all these trappings and down to the very center core, we find there that the message is that, yes, the Lord Jesus Christ came in the meridian of time. There He called others, apostles, and 70, and others, to assist Him in the task. He was placed on the cross, and then in the tomb. And on the third day He rose, and He lives today. And because He lives today, we will live tomorrow. That, my friend, is how we console the bereaved. And I bear you my witness, brothers and sisters, that I know that Jesus is the Christ, that this is the church of Jesus Christ, and there are many testaments of Him, the Old Testament, the New Testament, another testament commonly known as the Book of Mormon. And may we drink deeply from these testaments so that that testimony will bear up in our hearts and we can share it with others. And that the kingdom of God will be here upon the earth, that the kingdom of heaven may come. I pray humbly in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.